All right, we're going to cap off the series of shiurim of Maim Achronim today, and we're just going to discuss three various topics in Maim Achronim, and these are topics that seemingly always come up. So let's discuss them now. First of all, you find the minhag of Yisrael is to remove the kli that you did Maim Achronim with, to remove it from the table before Birkat Mazon. So what is the nature of this minhag? Does it have any validity to it? Do you have to do it? Is it required? Is it not required? Is it good to? Not good to? So let's see. The Rabbi Chaim Falaji in his Sefer Kaf HaChaim, not to be mistaken with Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Sofer, who also wrote a Sefer called Kaf HaChaim. So let's call him Kaf HaChaim Falaji for now. He writes, Shetov sheyasir hakli me'al shulchan be'et amirat b'kan mazon. It's good. It's a very good thing to remove the kli, to remove the cup or the bowl in which you poured Maim Achronim into from the table at the time when you say Birkat Hamazon. Coincidence that Rav Yaakov Chaim Sofer in the Sefer Kaf HaChaim also writes the same thing, that you should also, it's good to remove it from the table by Birkat Hamazon. I don't think they say why. I didn't see it inside, but apparently the reason should be is because the maim is tameh, and you're saying Birkat Mazon. It's not respectful that you should say Birkat Mazon in front of a water that's tameh.
Isn't it hard to remove all healing from the table?
So we're gonna get to it. Give me 1 second. So in Rav Avadia Yosef in Halichot Olam writes that even though you're right, it's good to be machmir mimidat chasidut like the above poskim that say you should remove it because it's not respectful for Birkat Mazon. However, it's not an obligation, it's not required to do, it's only good to do, it's only a chumrah to do it. What's this proof that it's not a requirement? Because the Birkei Yosef, the Chida in Birkei Yosef writes, by Netilat Yadayim of Shacharit, you're allowed to make a bracha in front of the water of Netilat Yadayim. Now, Netilat Yadayim of Shacharit is much more severe, the tumah, that the ruach tumah that's found in Netilat Yadayim in the morning is much more severe than the tumah found in Maim Achronim, according to everyone. And still, the Chida writes that lechatchila you should remove it from the table, from wherever you are, before you make a bracha. However, you don't have to. So, seemingly, the same would apply to Maim Achronim, that it's only a chumrah to do, you don't have to. Therefore, you know, you should always try to do it. But, you know, if it's causing someone inconvenience, it's going to embarrass someone, then yesh lehakel. And besides for that, as Michael HaTzadik just pointed out, that the Ben Ish Chai writes in Parashat Shelach, Ot Dalid, that you should remove all empty dishes from the table anyways. All dishes that have finished, I don't know, you finished the food on your plate and there's no more food on it, you should remove that from the table as it's not respectful for a table that you're about to bless Birkat Hamazon on. So, therefore, either way, you should be removing the kelim, let's say the cup of the Maim Achronim that you poured into. Either way, you should be removing that. In the Sefer Piskei Tshuvot, he writes, in the name of Rav Yaakov Kanievsky, the stipler, that his minhag was not to remove it, but to cover the kli that the cup was on, that the Maim Achronim was in, to cover it. And that, you see, is a very, very common minhag. Just look around, it's a very common minhag to cover the kli. Okay, that's the first topic. Second topic is a hefsek between Maim Achronim and Birkat Hamazon. What's the nature of this? To make a pause, to do something, to get up and go run errands in between Maim Achronim and Birkat Hamazon. So, the Ben Ish Chai writes that it's a requirement. You have tzarich, lizaher, you have to be very careful that you should not be mafsik, you should not make any pause, any hefsek between Maim Achronim and Birkat Hamazon, even to speak words of Divrei Torah. And so too wrote All the Achronim are on the same page on this one. In the Prima Gadim writes, in the name of the Ari HaKadosh, this is an amazing thing, that one Talmid Chacham, after he washed Maim Achronim, he started learning Torah, before Birkat Hamazon, and he was experiencing severe pains on his shoulders, and his katef. Katef is a shoulder. So he went to the Ari HaKadosh's Rebbe, and he said, "What's going on? I have pain in my shoulder." So in those days, they didn't go to the doctor, they went to the Arizal. The Arizal said to him, "You know why you're experiencing pain in your katef? Because you were not makpid, you were not careful to say Birkat Hamazon immediately after Maim Achronim. What's the connection at all?" So he says, the Gemara says, "Techef linitila bracha." right after, techef means immediately, right after the mayim achronim, you must go and say Birkat HaMazon. So if you flip around the letters, techef and katef are the same letters. So he said, the reason why you're experiencing pain in your katef, in your shoulder, is because you were not makpid on the techef, on the immediate, making Birkat HaMazon immediately after mayim achronim. The last topic is, this should have been discussed above, the three reasons why one is required to wash mayim achronim is because of the melach sodomit, the salt, to clean your hands from before you make a bracha, and also the ruach tumah, the Kabbalistic reason. So the question is brought down in the achronim, whether or not you have to wash mayim achronim, even if you're not in a seuda. Let's say you want to eat some cucumbers and pour some salt on it. You came in contact with salt. Let's say, as the Achronim, the common case is that you're measuring salt. They used to measure salt. So, you're touching the salt. And many, many other cases, other instances that you're touching salt, but not in the middle of the Suda. So, if the Melach Sodomit is a sakana for your eyes, touching your eyes and everything like that, shouldn't it be a requirement to wash my Achronim at that point as well? Sounds pretty weird, right? But the Ben Ish Chai and the Kaf Chaim both write, yes, it is a requirement. You should be washing mayim achronim at any time you come in contact with salt. Because maybe it might be the salt, the melach sodomit salt, that's a danger for your eyes if your hands come in contact with it. However, so writes the Or LaTzion, Chacham Ben Tzion Abba Shaul, that, listen to this, if you touch, come in contact with chamutzim are like pickles, right? They're in what? In
brine.
Brine is salt, right? So if you eat chamutzim, right, then you should be washing mayim achronim afterwards.
Olives are pickled in salt, usually.
That's what the Chacham Ben Tzion Abba Shaul says. However, in Yalkut Yosef, he comes to the rescue, or Yitzchak Yosef in Yalkut Yosef writes, you don't have to, in these above cases, you don't really have to wash mayim achronim, because, again, it's one of those things that we're mekel, but we don't really know why we're mekel. He writes that it's just something that the entire world was not makpid on. So that combined with what the Ashkenazim rely on, that nowadays mayim achronim is a chumrah, it's not a requirement, even though we don't rely on that, but combine it with that, therefore it's not a requirement, you don't have to do that. So obviously if you want to be machmir and wash your hands, wash mayim achronim every time you come in contact with salt, you know, you're going with the Ben Ish Chai, the Kaf HaChaim, the Or LaTzion, big world leaders, you know, but if you don't, then you're in the clear, as writes Nidalkot Yosef.